apesar da forma.
Today we start with general knowledge, the most important terms or definitions used in epidemiology. At the start, I have to ask, how many of you know the definition of epidemiology? All of us, then please tell me what is epidemiology. You are more or less right. That's the question. It is the science that starts distribution and determinants of certain diseases. But by epidemiology, when I say the prevalence of using seat belts during the driving is 20%, it is an epidemiology. Is seat belt a disease?
No.
No. But it is attribute to health. It is related to health. For example, we say the prevalence of smoking. Smoking per se is not a disease, but it is a risk factor for many health problems. Then, epidemiology is the study, distribution, and the determinants of health-related events. Any event that has relation with the health of people can be studied by epidemiology. According to this definition, we classify the epidemiology itself into two subspecialities. That is descriptive epidemiology and analytical epidemiology. Those branches that deals with distribution, it is the descriptive. And the other which deals with determinants is analytic. And why we do all that? To apply the knowledge again in prevention and control of health problems. That is the definition of evidence. It's clear, this definition? Yes or no?
Yes.
In epidemiology, there are many terms. There are three terms related to each other: epidemic, pandemic, and endemic. What is epidemic? Yes, certain event occur in a certain area more than expected. Then, what is the expected? When I say, for example, there is an epidemic of measles in Riyadh, it means, according to the definition, that the number of cases of measles in Riyadh are more than expected. Then the question comes, what is expected?
Something based on a previous study.
Yes, something based on previous studies or previous experience rather than studies, because most physicians or health-related personnel know the situation in their areas. I was said in Arabic, Rabbul Bayt Adra Bima Fi. We are all known what is available. So the local health personnel usually know the number or magnitude of the health problem in their places. For example, if I am a physician in primary health care center, I expected that during the month of October, 7 cases of measles come annually. If this, in that year, 2010, instead of 7 cases, come 35 cases, it is 5-fold increase, then it is epidemic. What is pandemic? Yes. Once the epidemic cross the borders of the nations or countries, it is called the pandemic. And the meaning of the word pan means all. So pandemic means it is in widespread area or more than one country. The third is the endemic. What is endemic?
Continuous.
A disease occurs in very huge number in a certain area. This is an epidemic.
We know.
Then we have to rephrase the sentence. It is a constant presence. It is a constant presence of the disease in a specific area. For example, the hereditary blood diseases in the eastern region of Arabia, or the malaria and in the southern part. So these are usually present all over the years. This is the difference between the three words. A fourth word which is usually used as synonymous for epidemic is the outbreak. We say food poisoning outbreak. Outbreak means epidemic, but usually in a localized area. And when we say food poisoning, it is not logic that all the population of Riyadh are poisoned by food, but those who are only eat in specific restaurant or specific meal. So we call it as an outbreak. Is the difference between the three terms clear? One of the big fall that usually students fall in it in epidemics, the word epidemic. They write increasing cases, and they forget more than expected. Or they local restrict the definition to diseases. It is not only disease, any health problem. Usually, in epidemiology, we affiliate things to three dimensions, which are the person, place, and the time. And for example, influenza. If I take the numbers of cases of influenza in winter, if I find them in the summer, it will be an epidemic or outbreak. But during the winter, this is a normal situation. So we usually affiliate things to place, person, and time. We deal with health and the disease. Then we have to know what is health and what is disease. What is health? Of course, the normal situation is the health, and the exception is the disease. What is health? Absence of disease. Say being normal, then I will ask you, what is normal? Normal functions of all body organs with physical and mental normality.
When the body is in a normal functioning performance.
When the body is in normal function, that's right. But the question will come, what is normal actually? How we know the normal? Yeah, I say, for example, the blood pressure from 80 to 120 is normal. Why I select this?
Based on the
stable. Anyone has a larger or more wider definition. What about if I am physically fit, mentally fit, but all of you hate me? Am I healthy? No. Social, yes. This is the third dimension. What about if I live in slum area? You know what is meant by slum? If I live in a slum area with sewage, not disposed, no drinking water, no shelters from the sun, musharrad bima'na. Do you think that I am healthy? Then the fourth dimension is environment. Then WHO defined health as a state of complete physical, mental, social, and environmental. And not only the absence of infirmity or disease. So the four dimensions should be covered. If this is the health, then what is the disease? Any deviation from this four-dimensional definition considered as a disease. We usually classify diseases into two major categories or groups of disease. What do you think? What they are?
Infectious and non-infectious.
Infectious and non-infectious. What else? Contagious means infectious.
Inherited.
Yes, this is the broad definition. Communicable and non-communicable. If you know the history, 200 or 300 years ago, most diseases were infectious. Cholera, typhoid, plague, typhus, fever, all of these are. No one wrote in history about hypertension or cancer or diabetes or these things. Then having a type of a change, we call it transition. Transition from this infectious disease better to the man-made diseases. In all of these infectious diseases, we know the causes. For example, cholera. What is the cause of cholera? Febrile cholera. What is the cause of tuberculosis? Yes, mycobacterial tuberculosis. The cause of plague, pests, and so on. But the man-made diseases, what are the causes of hypertension?
Many causes.
Genetic.
Lifestyle, you said. What aspect of lifestyle?
Stress. Food.
Does anybody have stress, should have a hypertension?
No.
Salt intake,
salt.
Physical inactivity.
Physical inactivity. But risk factors, it is not causes. And usually human behavior, and sedentary life is a human behavior. Salt in diet, it is human behavior. So these are the non-communicable group of diseases, which now constitute the majority of health problems. Back to the infectious diseases. What is infection?
Spread.
Hello, that's a mismar by infectious. Our entrance of a foreign body. Nail is a foreign body. You are right, but what?
Microorganisms.
Yes. Entrance of an infectious agent, lower microorganism, into our own human body. is the entry and development or multiplication of infectious agents in the body. The word contagious, it is a lay language equivalent to infectious. Zoonosis, what zoonosis?
Disease transmit from the animal to human.
Yes. Diseases are transmitted from animal to human or from human to animal. Like influenza, transmitted from the human to the animal. As I mentioned, we classify disease, communicable disease, and non-communicable disease. And there is a difference between infectious disease and communicable disease. Infectious disease, by definition, it is a disease that's caused by an infectious agent. That's all. Communicable disease, an illness due to specific infectious agents, or its toxic product, like diphtheria, for example, that arises through transmission, should be transmitted. But the infectious disease may or may not transmit it. Like, for example, rabies. Is rabies transmitted from person to person?
No.
But it is infectious because it is caused by a virus. Communicable means transmissible. عارفين تسمى ايه باللغه العربيه communicable diseases ايوه الامراض الساريه and this word الساريه طبعا is very accurate because it spread among people in epidemiology we deal with three periods or three intervals the first is the period of communicability Period of communicability, simply, it is the period of time during which the patient with infectious or communicable disease can infect others. What is the importance of knowing it?
Isolation.
Yes, for isolation. And if a child in a school comes to me with mumps, I will not allow him to attend the class. But for how long? For the period of communicability, which is 9 days. So, we'll be away for 9 days. Nosocomial infection. Simply, nosocomial infection, infections were in hospitals, or we wide it somewhat in healthcare facility. Maybe hospital, it may be center, it may be an institution, but it should be in healthcare. By a condition, not all infections in hospitals are nosocomial. It should not be incubating on attendance or admission. For example, if a child comes to the hospital with measles or with pneumonia, and after 3 days of admission, he develops measles. Is measles a nosocomial infection? No. Why? Because the incubation period of it is 10 days. So it means that he is infected 7 days before admission to the hospital. So the condition that this infection should not be incubating on admission. And sometimes the infection occurs in the hospital and the presentation of the disease occurs in the community. Is before discharge. Most nosocomial infections are related to the invasive techniques, catheter, endoscopy, all of these, as if they are used for therapy or diagnostics, they introduce agents inside the body, if there is a problem in sterilization. why infectious agents do not disappear from the earth? What do you think? Yes, there is a cycle. We call it as infectious cycle, or cycle of infection. It starts with the patient with the disease. Then the agent comes from this patient through an outlet. Outlet usually mouth, nose, with urine, with stool, come out to the environment. Where in the environment there is a method of transmission to be transmitted to a reservoir. Then from the reservoir there is an outlet that it comes out from this reservoir to infect another susceptible person and so on. So a reservoir usually place of depot of habitat where microorganisms live, survive, multiply until it finds another susceptible host. The reservoir may be case, patient case, may be carrier, may be environmental soil, for example, or animal. All of these may constitute reservoir. As I mentioned, the reservoir may be case, patient, and may be carrier. What is the difference between patient and the carrier? Yes, the carrier doesn't show clinical picture, symptoms or signs. And by this way, he is more risky than the case from the community point of view, because the case or patient usually with restricted movement. And even if not restricted, people take care. And if I know that single person has an infectious disease, I try to protect myself. But for the carrier, no indicator that he has a problem. So it spreads the disease among these. The second period after the period of communicability is the incubation period. Incubation period, this is the time between infection and appearance of clinical manifestation. What is the importance of incubation period? Multiplication of the organism inside the body. But from health or community point of view, yes, it allows us to intervene. For example, if we know that single person is infected with measles and not yet the symptoms are being, we may give immunoglobulin that suppress the infection. But what are the uses of incubation period in health regulation, for example?
You know from where he got the...
Yes. To determine the source of the infection. And sometimes, for example, in Hajj and Umrah, the regulation requests meningitis vaccine. What about if somebody vaccinated on 6th Dhul Hijj? And he traveled to Mecca on the 7th Dhul Hijj? Is he actually protected?
No.
No. In food poisoning, sometimes there is illegal problems. Somebody develops diarrhea, vomiting, dehydration, and died. And they said that they ate food from a specific restaurant 6 hours ago. Is the restaurant the cause of this patient? Why? Very short. But what about if this agent is, for example, Staphylococcus incubation period from 30 minutes up to 6 hours. Then it may be, but if it is other agent, salmonellosis or something like this, then this restaurant is not the cause. So using the incubation period may solve illegal issue. There are many other uses for the incubation period. Host a person or other living organism, any susceptible one, any one can be infected, it is a host for the agent. There is a prevention and the control, we say. What is the difference between two words? Prevention of the disease and control of the disease. Yes, you are completely right. Prevention before the disease occurrence, like by vaccination, by giving drugs, we call it chemoprophylaxis, so we prevent the development of the disease. Once the disease occurs, then we have to prevent the complication. So it is a control, the control of the disease itself. One of the methods of prevention is the using chemoprophylaxis. For example, if somebody comes from the meningeal belt in Africa, you know the center of Africa, meningitis is endemic in that places. So all hajjis come from these areas should be vaccinated. And the vaccine should be valid. Yani 10 days passed since vaccination. What about if some of them come without vaccination? We return them to their countries? No. We use drugs. Rifampicin or ciprobate. These drugs, yes, eradicate the microorganism from this room. We call this as chemoprophylaxis. This is administration of chemicals including antibiotics to prevent the development of infection or prevent the development of infection to a disease progression or eliminate the carriage. In case of meningitis, we eliminate the carriage microorganism present in this room. And there are many examples, like for example, the rifampicin for meningitis, isoniazid for tuberculosis. Now, in family within a case of tuberculosis, we need the isoniazid for the contacts. أو اللاست بانديميك الافيان فلو ويجيف تامي فلو لكل الهاوس هولد كونتاكس. This is a chemo prophylaxis. If we use the drugs for treatment, what we call it? Yes, it is a treatment, but this is chemo prophylaxis. Opposite to prophylaxis, therapy. So we call it chemotherapy. Al chemotherapy, it is administration of chemicals including antibiotics to treat diseases. Before the disease, it is chemoprophylaxis. The word prophylaxis means the prevention. For treatment, chemotherapy. Many times you heard the word morbidity and mortality. What is morbidity and mortality? Mortality is simple. If you do, what does mean mortality? This is. And morbidity, sickness. That's all. Morbidity, any departure, subjective or objective, from a state of physiological and psychological will be any deviation from the health, either subjective or objective. What is the difference between subjective and objective?
Objective is like a logic reason. Subjective might be arbitrary.
Yeah. Any more clear definition or difference? I have a headache. Can anybody of you describe my headache?
No.
No. This is subjective. Just as a subject, only feel it and can describe it. I have a colleague, for example, or pain. No one of you can describe my pain. But I'm the only one that I can describe it. It is not valid. It may be not true. So this is subjective. Only the subject feels the things. And it cannot be validated. Objective, no. If I say I'm a feverish, can you prove that I'm a feverish or not?
Yes,
just use thermometer and see if it is more than 37.2, then I am right and I say that Ross, I am a feverish. If it is not, then I am not say that Ross. This is the difference between objective and subjective. Subjective, حاجة أحسها أنا عندي صداع. هل أنت ممكن توصف الصداع بتاعي؟ لا. هل في دليل إن أنا صادق لما بقول صداع؟ لا، مفيش. أنا اللي بقول صداع ممكن أكون بدعي وممكن أكون صادق. كده؟ لكن لو قلت لك لا ده أنا عندي حرارة مرتفعة. تقدر تتأكد وتنفيها ولا لا؟ لو جبت ترمومتر وقست ولقيت إن أنا 38 أو أكثر معناها إن أنا صادق. كده؟ لو لقيت حرارتي لا 37 ومفيش أي ارتفاع، طب أنا بدعي. فالأوبجيكتيف اللي يقدروا الآخرين يشوفوها ويعملوا لها فاليديشن. فاليديشن معناها مستقيم. يعني يقدر يحكم على مستقيم.
ولا مستقيم.
أنا على حرارة.
As I mean, زي ما قلنا in hypertension there is أو diabetes there is no causes but there are risk factors. What is risk factor? Risk factor increase any factor that increase the probability of occurrence of a health problem. But it is not essential
to cause
to occur. For example, smoking is a risk factor for cancer lungs. But not all the smokers will have cancer lungs. And not all non-smokers will be immune against cancer lungs. No, may affect. But the probability increase in case of smoking. There are two words used in infectious disease, the pathogenicity and the virulence. Pathogenicity, it is the proportion of persons infected after exposure to causative agent and cause develop a disease. Not every infection causes a disease or progress to a disease, but a certain proportion. This is the pathogenicity. On the other hand, the disease itself may be mild or severe. The severity of that disease is the virulence. Clear the difference? Clear the difference between pathogenicity and the virulence? Yes or no? Pathogenicity is the proportion of infection that is progressed to disease. Virulence is the severity of the disease itself, from mild to severe, and may cause tabanitis. أو yes. As I mentioned, you know, reservoir, ممكن يبقى case or chariot. Case, this is the host, actually. But we usually say, in the host, pre-minute disease, to be subjected. كيموثيرابي الناس اللي عندهم فعلا من جايتس بنديهم كيموثيرابي الفامبيسين او الديفروبيل في نفس الوقت بسين دراب بزيوز بفور كيموثيرابي
كيف نذكره هيك كويس
سادات هيني كويشنز طب مش عاوز كلام يا شباب لغيت لا كيمو بريفلاكس is using chemicals لكن الفاكسين is not chemical طب شوف الغياب لو سمحت او الاوراق اللي انا سلمتها لكم
حسن وين وديتها الغراض
طيب دكتور ممكن يصير كيمو بريفلاكس
يس ذا سيم دراج مي بي يوز فور بوث لكن نوت
ذاك الغياب ولا كان موجود هنا وجدت عند الولد
نفس الوقت
ابراهيم
تأكد من السبيلنج اكتب اسم الوالد جنبه هنا السبيلنج هو اسم الوالد
طلعون جوازه
كعب ان شاء الله
حزر كيف بس كويس اسمه كويس
اسمه
خلاص